Yeah, yeah, well, one other thing that question is definitely the quality. If there's anyone who wears this number, maybe to call it, I'm sure it's probably good. Thank you very much. We are not going to go through the entire labor report. What we do, we will quickly zoom in through the executive summary, which starts from page 1 up to page 7. So from page 1 to page 7, is where I will cover the executive report. Then I will jump to page 32 to go through the recommendations. In terms of the executive summary, which I think is important to remember, basically gives a background. It basically gave a background of the chapter in terms of the constitution, the link with parliament, particularly chapter 4, which establishes the parliament as the primary sphere of the state. The constitution further defines the power and function of the parliament, both houses of parliament, and the national assembly, of province. During the 6th Parliament, which was from 2014 to 2018, the department was new, hence the corporate policy was new, controlling the development. It was created after the government by then Jacob Zuma. On page 2, another member. Now, in carrying out its mandate, the portfolio committee has at all times sought to ensure and contributed to the realization of the functioning of the state and effective service delivered through discharging its responsibilities as the portfolio committee of the parliament. Also, in fulfilling its mandate, the committee further based its work on the strategic plan, which began in 2014 to 2019. The strategic plan of the portfolio committee was a culmination of an extensive process undertaken during the infancy stages of the current term, which was the fifth parliament. So on number one, honorable members, we are looking at the reflection on committee progress a year and on whether the objectives of such programs were achieved. On 1.1, that is on page 3, on 1.1, we're looking at the committee program for the financial year 2014. In 2014, the department presented its first strategic plan to 2014-2019. The strategic plan of the department highlighted the strategic objectives of the department for the period concerned and targets for each year going forward. The portfolio committee, after considering the strategic plan of the department, was happy, was fine, was content with the quality of the draft plan. However, there were notable contributions that were made by the portfolio committee to strengthen the plan going forward. The strategic objectives proposed in the draft strategic plan were aligned with the mandate, the vision and mission statement of the department. Also, during the same period in 2014, the portfolio committee held its ordinary meeting. It also received numerous reports from the department, such as the strategic plan that was indicated, the quarterly report. It also received the annual performance plan. It also received a quarterly report, financial statements, the annual report of the department. Then in 2015, the portfolio committee undertook a number of oversight duties in various provinces, one of which was KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape and County Recording, where it had an opportunity to interact with a small business segment and role players in the respective provinces. While in May 2014, the committee received a final draft strategic plan from the department, which incorporated consent or contribution raised by the Portfolio Committee during the previous case, that was 2014. As such, the final draft strategic plan was adopted by the committee pending, among others, the issue of the structure, which had not been approved by the Department of Public Service Administration by the time. In addition, the Portfolio Committee had held an inaugural financial summit. It was a market symposium where a numerous DFIs in the financial sector were invited to come and present to the Portfolio Committee as to what they perceive as their role going forward. That was in 2014. In 2015, in line with the Parliament strategic plan, and in order to be able to perform its constitutional mandate, the committee held its own first such planning session during February 2016, wherein the 30 strategic objectives were developed. In the strategic plan of the Portfolio Committee, areas of spill over from the fourth parliament, most of them under the stewardship of the DTR, as well as Economic Development Department, were also integrated into the new plans of the fifth parliamentary planning, specifically the plans of the DSPD. Also during the same period, the committee undertook a site visit to Limpopo, the province where we also had an opportunity to interact with the small business owners. During the same in 2016, the committee received or dealt with the Red State Impact Investment Bill. The bill has been introduced in the National Assembly, proposed as a Section 75 bill, and was published in the government address on the 7th of April 2016 by the member of the Democratic Alliance, Honorable Kuba. In 2017, a lot of the members, the department embarked on another process of reviewing the strategic plan. The revised plan informing the 2018-19 annual performance plan and budget were accordingly considered by the Portfolio Committee in 2017. The strategic plan review process was completed by reformation of the structure to ensure alignment with the approved budget for 2018-2019. It's important to indicate here, if you say it was approved by the executive of the ministry. The oversight meeting, we also undertook the oversight meeting in Mpumalanga during March 2017. There was also an oversight meeting in the state province during August 2017. It's a project that was supported by the department under the CIS program, and other projects that are supported by the DSPD agencies, such as CISA and CISA. The Portfolio Committee during this visit, particularly the one in Mpumalanga, that's where most, in fact, it forms the basis of the investigation that has currently been concluded by the AG. During our visit to Mpumalanga, that's where the Portfolio Committee has a space of irregularity. One is the manner in which we have carried out the planning processes for TV2. It's important also to say that one of the members that there was an internal investigation done by the people in this regard. And also the DSPD in the course of oversight, we overseen its own agencies and administration of the CSI process, which has faced value for temporary corruption. The Portfolio Committee has requested detailed account of the DSPD black business supply of development programs, such as the beneficiaries, the status of each project funded, and the list of national partner data. All issues of joint meaning have since been referred to the Office of General Foreign Investigation, and the committee continues to demand action to be taken in this regard. Again, the administration earlier on communicated that the forensic investigation by the regime is at the instance of the department, which is necessarily not the case. The Portfolio Committee has already started this particular process. There is a memo that has circulated to all of you on the email to the Speaker of the Parliament, wherein we were discussing this policy, the situation for the conducted, because there was an unexplained resistance from the Parliament to carry out this particular investigation. But then after seeing that the Department took the resolution to commence with the investigation, we then took a conscious decision to say we'll allow the Department to carry on with this investigation. Concerning the behavior of the big business, in what the policy was, most of the complaints received varied from non-payment to the late payment of services rendered or products delivered. Among each five, there was no problem. Also, the issue of contractual disputes and uncompetitive behavior of big business often aimed at the business shutting down and driving small enterprises out of business. Payment in particular the need for designation of members to lead in subject matter is critical to ensure deeper understanding around this issue. That issue, as I indicated, honorable member, is with us today, and we have the responsibility of the portfolio committee to respond to that. Number two, when the
legal report.
The former chairperson of this committee was part of the ad hoc committee that was probing violence against foreign home immigrants.
Okay.
Yeah, together with the chairperson of the portfolio committee from Home Affairs. There were specific recommendations that were made, which were not followed by the department. Okay. So that issue is still with us today. So what we are saying is, judging from who ministers who went to that project working on this thing, the portfolio committee might have to respond as to how it's up to the portfolio committee going forward.
Can I make a request if this is a
again, honorable members, the chairperson, the portfolio committee might want to say something around this particular issue. But again, we have actually included this as part of your program around the 28th of August. Yes, discuss the NCSF. Then number three, the membership, during the fifth parliament, what we are saying here is the membership of the committee fluctuated somehow. Honorable November was appointed Deputy Minister of the Department, but later rejoined the committee. The committee suffered a sudden death of Honorable Kosa from Kimalama. Honorable Mervyn Dex was reassigned to serve on the other committees, while Honorable S.J. Momo and N. Kwamba served as alternative members. Honorable Kosovan and Amini Zuma joined the portfolio committee, was subsequently appointed as the minister in the presidency. So there was that fluctuation during the parliament, which in a way affected the functioning of the portfolio committee. Most members were obligated to participate in more than one committee, which at times affected the performance of the committee. In some instances, the attendance of meetings would be disrupted, thus affecting adoption of minutes and reports. This is just to flag it, honorable members, so that it's a challenge. We can't be inheriting the same challenge during the parliament. Then we jump to page 32. Then we jump to page 32, where we look at the recommendations. Okay, on page 32, honorable members, the first recommendation that was made by the portfolio committee during the fifth parliament was around the issue of strategic plan. It was around the issue of the organizational structure. It was around the issue of a high vacancy rate, particularly of the senior management of the department. So basically, 15.1 speaks around the number two, it's around the issue of the delay or the taking of the new National Small Enterprise Act. recommendation of the fellow committee during the fifth parliament say this particular issue must be expedited. This includes the final admission or the revision of the integrated strategy on the promotion of developing motion for small enterprises, as well as the review of the integrated strategy on the development and promotion of cooperatives. I'm on page 16. I'm on page 16. Also, 15.3 in response to the issue that have indicated earlier on the response to the issue of national legislation program that supports the promotion of income training and culture by foreign nationals, such that effective programs by counties, Somalia, and the local government have resolved to produce their own legislative framework. One would assume that the department will take a lead in this particular issue, and then the respective provinces will take a lead or will take a cue from what is being done by the national government. Also, the issue of licensing is at the pinnacle of this challenge. So the recommendation is saying the department, we are saying the relevant department report, while in our mind, it is the Department of Small Business Development, but the licensing bill, which has been developed in 2018, was actually done by the Department of Trade and Industry. So you may find that the DSBD will take this, the regular of this case back to the Department of Trade and Industry. On 15.4, it around the institutional structures that has been recommended in the National Small Enterprise Act, as well as the cooperatives act, such as the cooperatives development agency, cooperatives advisory council, cooperatives development fund, cooperatives tribunal. This needs to be followed up by the Portfolio Committee and the Department. 15.5, pursuant to the Portfolio Committee observation regarding the absence of cooperative national master plan, here the Portfolio Committee made a recommendation that the cooperative master plan must be developed by the department. On 15.6, the committee is of the view. Okay, in terms of 15.6, perhaps I can just keep it. In here, it was just to say, because there were a lot of rumors going about to say the government is going to come back. So the portfolio committee has made a statement expressing the need and the importance of this department to continue to exist. So that's basically what we are saying on 15.6. On 15.7, it's around the issue of another board that was proposed in the National Small Enterprise Act, which is not National Small Business Advisory Board. Members, I'm not too sure if you are aware now that this matter is before the Office of Public Protection for investigation, because one is not at this object means that the department is failing to implement the National Small Enterprise Fund. On 15.8, it's around the issue now of the National Cooperative Fund. This is one of the recommendations that was made to say the department must hold the National Summit on Cooperatives before the end of October 2019. I'm not too sure if this is still going ahead or not. On 15.9, consequent to the Portfolio Committee determination that the forensic investigation be conducted following discovery in Malawi, the committee sees that the NG preliminary investigation gave credence to the police production that there was certainly foreign corruption in the forensic management of the CIS and BBSDC. At the time of finalizing the report, the investigation was ongoing. So here what the Portfolio Committee was saying is that to call on the department to act decisively against those officials implicated in the forensic investigation without fear or without favor. On 15.10, during the course of in 2018, the committee made an observation regarding the extent of cooperative development agency, which is created in terms of the Cooperative Bank Act, which was later reconfigured, where some of the functions were transferred to the newly created institution called the Prudential Authority, and some of the functions and staff were transferred to the what was used to be Financial Services Board, which is now called Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Both entities are agencies of the South African Reserve Bank. The committee is of the opinion that the CBDA would be better placed under the Department of Small Business Development. Just an observation and recommendation. On 15.11, the committee further made an observation regarding the FIFA performance during the period under review, particularly its failure to lend money to small enterprises through cooperative financial institutions. The committee further notes that only one cooperative financial institution was funded by FIFA, and this is the so-called primary payment cooperative bank in Northwest, while the use of dubious financial intermediaries was widespread, like the one listed in this state called the Regulated Financial Services, which is now going under with plus minus 300 million per month. Consequently, the likes of Maran Financial Services, Redmin Financial Services, and Supergrand went under with hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money, and no one is prepared to account. The committees of the strong team that FIFA failed to utilize cooperative financial institutions is tantamount to application or denunciation of the regulation, where it is expected to support financial cooperatives. The committee has in the past invited the Department of FIFA to have a strategic discussion on the matter and to report back to the committee, but this has not happened. There is therefore a need to consider a model that will be cost effective and sympathetic to circumstances of small enterprises. Most importantly, it must accelerate the use of CFI and cooperative banks as part of a broader government strategy to streamline access to finance, particularly for survivalists, for small, micro, medium, and cooperative enterprises. 15.12 in relation to 15.1, in conjunction with CFA, the department has a duty to rapidly finalize the development of the rescue strategy. This is one recommendation that is always outstanding on the recommendations of the portfolio committee. The next page, on page 36, 15.18, the portfolio committee consistently pledged payments by CIDA to the former chief executive officer of CIDA, Mr. Sarani Mafunga, as irregular and inconsistent with the act being referred to here is the National Small Enterprise Act. As a result, there was reported finding for correction by CIDA accounting authority. For instance, CIDA annual report on this page 158 said this payment is irregular. The committee requested the department and CIDA to provide it with a detailed plan of action on how it would recoup the money paid to former CIDA before 31 October 2018. However, when the portfolio committee finalized the date to deliver the report, this deadline was missed and the committee did not receive any briefing or update from CIDA. The last one, honorable members, the portfolio committee said a known national treasury instruction to CIDA to classify amounts paid for the implementation of the national budget for the improvement of expenses, as they were approved by management without complying with the procurement processes in inviting the committee to meet. The committee had then, in 2018, had then recommended to the Department of Justice to finish a detailed plan of action in addressing national treasury and what is the general concern regarding irregular expenditure by 31 October 2018. However, the committee received no correspondence nor update from the Department of Justice. Therefore, the committee position in relation to the two issues above remain unchanged.
then it called for the issues to be resolved in accordance to the portfolio committee recommendation. I think it ends there, Chair. This is not to say these recommendations are not exhaustive. But what we did was try and simplify that I indicated in 16.1 is one recommendation, but there are three different recommendations. The issue of the threat level, the issue of the organizational structure, it's the issue of the high vacancy rate of the government. I think that's it, Chairperson. Unless we see any questions from members.
Yeah, I just want to make sure for this one now. Our content advisor talked about the drafts that we displayed of the policy. I thought it was finalized that was accepted by the judge. You talk about how you know the community strategic plan, we talk about the drafts that we displayed. I thought it was a finalized document. I just want to hear it clearly.
Our was finalized in the special session we had over 2 days ago. Yeah, so then it's not our.
Alright, now thank you, Chair. But my last question is, also, I'm of the belief that the committee recommended many, many times that CETA and CETA must become one base. And I don't see it, I don't hear it in the recommendation. But it was recommended many, many times that CEPA and CEDA become one agency with a one-stop shop so that it can ease our potential entrepreneurs and, of course, businesses to go into one office and get advice, finance, and everything. So I don't know if we can provide it, that agency, the two agencies, a waste of time to have two agencies, one agency, CEDA and CEPA, one option.
Thank you. Manifest. So also
the role that the content advisor is actually taking, the role of the portfolio committee, insofar as this section of the department is not that there is an area reserved for that particular ruling party that has won election and has got a new mandate, which is the sixth parliamentary mandate. So as to whether this department would survive or not, there was no one to be recommending to, because that was the end of the sixth term. So I wish this thing is not going to cause us to leave in the sixth parliament when we are the sixth parliament. But I won't talk about other instances where these decisions that we are trying to implement as this department under this sixth parliament and the ministry. But I'll only mention these ones that include the cabinet, the Khutla, and many other arrangements with the structures of government that are deciding what is to be done. And lastly, today, the report comes after there have been many reports presented. For example, I don't think it's going to help us to repeat, as you correctly articulated, that steps have been taken to address some of the issues. For example, the content advisor is actually telling, which I think I'm going to call upon Michelle to ensure that he actually changes that. Because nothing was ever happened. Yet to date we sit with the CIFA whose board was reduced by 3 months. Oh my God. In 3 months. Their term was reduced because of the very challenges that are being mentioned. And then the chairperson resigned. And once they resigned, then there was an almost new chair. And the new chair and the new acting CEO were in this portfolio committee reporting on the issues that the content advisor still has in his report and going forward. On the issue of recommendations, chair and honorable members, please help this department to understand this very much better. These are recommendations. They are not actually binding facts. So there are serious matters here which the department is actually supposed to look into as recommendations. Here is the problem. Here is the recommendation. Here is the new type of government with other departments having been brought together. Because if we talk about this particular department, we will remember that there's a new department which is trade and industry. You also have the fact that on top of trade and industry, you have economic development having been abolished and then become one trade and industry, and the functions thereof having to be re-looked into in order to fit the new structural arrangements. But also to say, while we're doing that, we have reduced drastically the number of departments, and we have actually included those functions to other departments. There's a new approach, Honorable Chair. The approach that we do now is no longer running a department like it is yours, running as if you are the only one in the cabinet, because there are cabinet integrated committees where, because of your similarity, you sit together as a ministry, as cabinet. Before cabinet can approve, So I'm referring to the fact that the department, according to the content advisor presentation, will be required to respond to the recommendations that have been put forth. But if we are to do that, we have also to take into consideration the new rearrangement of the work that has to be done by this department. Let me go to the issue which is very hot. This phone has got a chapter here, another chapter book that talks up, that is about cocoa cooperative. It's a machinery that runs 24 hours. Here in mine, some I read, some I don't, because I'm not a member, but I think I was included to be part of listening. So I'm a listener. There are so many things that are being said about this concept or this endeavor. But the issue here is for and against. There was some are saying even the people that went to this concept were not supposed to be there. So there are a lot of issues that are under that recommendation. And they might cause serious confusion in the operations of the department. Because if it was a recommendation, content advisor, where would the funds come from? Because the recommendation is within the within the period where there's no budget for that. So I've not included in the budget. It appears now as a recommendation with time frames. These time frames go beyond the budget of the fifth parliament. I do think the portfolio committee will actually refine these recommendations because they are likely to cause us harm and also to lead us not into temptation but in actually violating the laws. Because you can't just at any given time say there must be a conference. This could have been in your strategic plan, in your budget going forward. But also to say, because of what you have already said as the portfolio committee members, not only today, but many times, the issue that is in front of us, here, even in the report I read it thoroughly, there are areas where it is said unknown or non-existent cooperatives were funded. Who knows that those which were funded were also those who participated in this endeavor when they are not non-existent. There are so many goals, such as cooperatives, small businesses that were found to be wanting, and some of them are non-existent. There are no people, all what was done was to give them budget. But this now, their participation and the recommendation legitimizes those people. Our own approach is that we have heard the portfolio committee, saying focus on small businesses, and we are going to do that. They also say identify cooperatives at a lower level, register them, and then you have now existing cooperatives that distributing what is due to them according to them. So I think this matter, the committee might help us if they look into the recommendations and see if those recommendations are still helpful at this time of the portfolio committee existence. Just to read you all what is here, because this is also provided for our grandchildren when they enter this parliament to be members. They will also read about the members that appear here and the work they did. Even if it is 20, 30 years, 40 years, this is the legacy of the Parliament of South Africa during this period. My appeal is that there are so many, many issues raised, but criminal ones, we're dealing with them. Those who steal will go to jail. Hey, whether they are in Mpumalanga or whatever, they are on a hot place. and also the matter of these institutions and the punishment has also been put, the punitive method, because it has resigned because he could not still stand to account for what is in the report. It's no longer with us. And these matters are being addressed. I would wish that even the strategic plan is not a permanent feature. It goes on and end at a particular time. Then there's reviewers of the strategy, which we have already done, taking to the strategy what that was there, and then in order for our budget, review the existing one. And I'm also thinking that the strategy of the portfolio committee is for members to be specifically portrayed to oversight what we are doing as a department. Not necessarily the strategy of the department, but the strategy of the committee to ensure they are in every corner. That's why we present our strategy to the portfolio, so that the portfolio can develop their own oversight way over what we have presented. I thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable members, let me indicate to you, the issue of the literature report was a main issue from the side of the portfolio committee, because to me unknown. And inside that literature report, the biggest issue was the forensic investigation, of which as the portfolio committee we are here today, because that has been done hard. Again, our understanding as the portfolio committee is that the literature report is a mirror. It reflects what transpired. And the LCE component which deals with oversight, we are to diagnose it as the portfolio committee to check the gaps, because there were many, many questions here. That's why I cautioned even my colleagues, but I'm happy because the mayor has been elected. We can now differentiate the role of the AG, the Auditor General, etc., etc. So my understanding is that this literature report, to be concluded, we are taking forward what has been developed by our predecessor. And we really appreciate that even the minister, you are new in this in the department. But inside the report, I just flag certain issues which I want just to highlight. There is the issue of SIDA and SIF, which would like the department to know. And it was also raised by one of us here. There is the issue of the summit, which was submitted, not us. We are reflecting what was said. We'll be happy if the department can respond to this information, saying that because of this and this, and then if you want to talk about that, that's what will happen. That is the response. Again, it can be confined in other ways. There is an issue of an organogram, according to my understanding. We have inherited officials from another department for this new department. Just to assure us that those gaps which are there are going to be closed, because we are in the process of finalizing the organization. So that when we do oversight in the future, we will be knowing exactly that we are now dealing with a department which is a full-fledged functioning department. I believe all of us here together, we have got one objective to assist the department to make sure that if the department achieves its goals, that's our role to do that. I even mentioned in one meeting that we need to build a very strong relationship between the department and ourselves. And to have regular meetings will assist us. After all, our understanding is that we are also to die. We are not here to find mistakes, but also to guide the department to move towards the right direction. That's why our our biggest goal all the time is to check really according to our APC, you said these are covered. In this order, your report speaks to me why, and at the same time we'll be assisting you to make sure that the official field department are on their phones, because if the department is not performing, we will also be doing a report on the economy. So on the issue of politics report, I think we are satisfied because it's a process that will be continued, but we would like to hear about the organogram, we would like to hear about the funding model, and the duty issues have been already outlined during the report, so we are not going to bother out there. But on the issue of funding itself, I believe if the department can try to come up with some regulation for this SMME and cooperative to affect an amendment funding, which could also be a blended funding, because enacting a bill might take long. But we want to see the department assisting with it. So as the portfolio committee, I believe we will be in the position to can say we are rallying behind the department. Because we need to check obstacles and bottlenecks which are hindering our society there to can move. We want to grow the economy, we want to make sure that people get jobs, and during your what you call inner organogram, we will appreciate to see a reflection of expertise in the department, because this department deals with money. As DM in your first response, you said that you will also rob in a treasurer, that people who are there who are high so that they are skilled. So at the end of the day, we have to be clean. I'm not promoting corruption or whatsoever, but to put people who are niggas that is bad, meanwhile, but no matter what they what do you expect? So, after all, we are really not happy about the politics there and what. What was happening, it needs all of us to join in, regardless of the political affiliation, to assist the community to move forward. I wanted just to clarify that we cannot say department respond. After all, this happened during other people's watch call period. That is our role to make sure that we do not. I wanted just to summarize it in the session. I don't know whether my honorable member is comfortable, but I felt I need to indicate something. Can we move to the next?
Thank you, Chair. I want to ask you, part of our oversight responsibility is to look at that and see how we can get the department to take us into the confidence about what are you doing about the 14 years. And I think our approach is one of the legal operations between our role as the oversight and your role as the executive department. Now, maybe we should ask the department to give us certain submissions on the 14th. Because a lot of these issues are issues of a strategic nature, not only for, but it talks to the whole small business development industry, for example. Let's use one example. We see legislation, the National Small Business Development Act. It is something that is outstanding for a while. Now, maybe the department has a plan. Maybe there is a process. I think you are just asking, what is that plan? What is the process? So, what we wanted to do today was, we wanted the department to, because this is not the first time you've seen this. I'm sure the minister and the department has given this. And these are the things that will be factored into your, in the new plan. So it's not starting, not throwing everything out and starting from new. We basically say that this was what is happening in the first administration. We want to build on that legacy. So what is the department's plan? Now,
You will also have to sign off, I think, with the MFTF framework and performance agreement. Some of these things must be incorporated. So I think the one thing for us is, if we go systematically into all of these 14 points, we need to get a sense of what's the status, what's the update, what's the profile around. And if the department is not yet ready or has not moved on it yet, I think what we must do is just to accept that status. But then what's the next step? So for example, the need for the National Cooperative Summit, for example, is a key thing. Do we say there's a policy shift around not supporting cooperatives, or what's our plan around? So we can't keep our head in the sand and not pretend that the department must also focus on cooperatives. The vacancy in the department, the capacity of the department, its capacity to implement the constitutional mandate of building jobs, creating entrepreneurial space. Where are we with that? We can't be limping if we have these massive targets of 100,000 entrepreneurs for this year. We need to be gearing up. And so the department must take us into confidence about what that says. What is the approach? Because we don't want to come at the end of the year and say, no, we just made this commitment in the budget speech, but we didn't have the capacity to implement. Because there's understanding, there's capacity challenges. We've picked up that advisory body, for example. It is prescribed in the legislation that there must be an advisory body. What is the plan? I'm sure Minister has made significant progress on the advisory body. And I know you guys are putting in need, but take us into confidence. What is the plan around it? The legislation of businesses, the central database of registration, I think, Deputy Minister, you also spoke about the yellow parade concept. It's a beautiful concept. It's something that we want to celebrate. But again, in response to one of the issues that we put in, look, we as this portfolio committee said we want to stop intermediacy. We said that we wanted those three that we identified as problems. I think it's the Red Mill, Mangali Financial, and I think another name. But those are some of these that, first of all, will make it very simple for the facilitation, but they don't add any value. Clearly, we are asking where are you with the department. They must be cut. They must, so if you have done that, tell us that you've done that. The board fee or the CEO is something that we just need to recoup. We can't ask questions about it. I mean, if ESCOM is recouping millions of money from the Guptas and all of this, why can't we just recoup that little bit of money from the CFO? The Dow program.
We did mention every aspect of this, including taking this matter of the amendment of the A of the Bill to address this issue. But for now, because the department, I mean the portfolio committee, is ready, the activity is ready to actually respond to a number of these. Those are already done, they are here. It's also here.
Thank you.
the information is here, and this was presented, but the leadership report highlights those things which we have already attended to. It's no problem acting busy in every aspect what we have already done, because we never stopped, including the other issues that if we say we need an advisor, we need an agency, but at the same time we take all our incubators to lower them so that they can be closer to our people for incubation. And secondly, if you simply put more structure and not review the structure that we all already have, it's going to be in abundance paying warm bodies. So there is an arrangement that I think in our strategy we properly present it, but we are prepared to present it as long as it is not understood and is required for the process. We can go ahead.
The one by one. I think the first one talked to the structure. I think the minister in her budget book, he spoke about this matter. It's going to be done submitted to EPSA by October, because we have to review to serve the service of the system. The National Food Enterprise Act is in the APC, which is for the session, and we have the bill, the draft, the bill by end of March 2020, by the end of the financial year. On 3, here we are doing quite a number of things. I think on our APPRB we have a subject where we are looking at set having a repository, a database of information, because it's quite a challenge to just work in the dark. You don't know how many informal businesses are in the country, what are they doing. So we are working on that, and we should like to build the discussion that is taking place, because there was a draft bill that was passed under the DGI, but we're also looking at the regulations that we can implement that, because issue of informal is also a challenge, because some of them, the issues that are happening there are happening because municipalities are not enforcing bylaws, or some of the bylaws are not conducive in terms of supporting enterprise. So there are quite a number of issues that we are addressing with the municipalities as well as Coca and Valka to try and manage the situation, because we know that there were issues with the previous licenses, so we don't want to fall into the same trap, because people were asking why are you guys coming up with an additional license. And then on number 4, these are in the act that was proclaimed in 2005. During that period, we still had a lot of money in government. Now it's quite a challenge to come up with 3 structures, which will have all, which will have vehicles and all this. So we are in the process, because we are of the view that maybe the act will need to be amended, because the state, as we speak, cannot afford all these structures. So there is an issue here. We are not promising that we will be able to set up all these structures as we are in the act, because the budget is not there, but there will be initiatives that we are working on to address the situation of cooperatives that are paying. And one of them, we are coming up with DM, I think, is driving the concept of cooperatives, and everything that has to do with the success of cooperatives is under DM. And one of the issues that we're looking at is the registration of cooperatives, the district approach where we're looking at having assessed the performance of cooperatives through the district municipality. Because if you think if we address them there at that level, there is a big chance of success for cooperatives. And then the next one, number 5, the issue of the master plan. We have a strategy of the cooperative. Currently, we are in the process of through the EU is assisting us to review the cooperative strategy that was developed in 2005. We are in the process, we are looking at integrating into the SME master plan, so that we have one master plan that addresses both the cooperatives as well as SMEs. But we also had an opportunity to come to the city to prevent the issues that we thought were not implementing, because it was not successful when it comes to us supporting cooperatives. We did that in the 5th of December last year. We had done some sort of a review in terms of our shortcomings. The next one. Then number 7, the issue of the advisory board, I think it's also there in the minister's budget, which we made some commitments in terms of how to address that issue, because we know that it's there in the act, but we also have to consider the budget as well, because all the structures, when they come, they always have financial implications, and unfortunately, the structure does not have extra money to assist us. And then the next one, number 8, I think we have to address the issue of the funds, and we have to receive that one. And then number 9, for instance, I think we discussed in the previous item what kind of what we are doing where we are acting decisively in terms of addressing this issue, and also taking long-term view in terms of how we're going to be dealing with these issues going forward, because we don't want to have a pitch of what has happened with the business issues. And then number 10, here there are discussions that are taking place between the department as well as national treasury, because this is still an entity, the PDA, even though the mandate has been reduced, but still sitting with national treasury. So there are discussions that are taking place, but we are trying to work together. For example, one of the colleagues, Jeff, who is the ACBBG, is the chairperson of the interim chairperson of the CBDA. So we are trying to make sure that we work together as close as possible with the entity until a decision is taken whether it comes over or stays with the Department of Finance. And then number 11, I think the AM has addressed this issue, and we are not happy with the performance of SLIPA. I think the minister took exactly the board that was there. We have an interim board that will assist us to take SLIPA forward. So there are certain things that should be prioritized. I believe there is a meeting happening sometime this week where the minister will be issuing the mandate and telling them what because we want to deal with the issue of the intermediary decisively, look at how, because there is a challenge that we identified in terms of lack of funding for cooperative positions from SLIPA. They are not funding for cooperative. So there is a mandate that will be given to them so that they have to address the issues that are raised there under 15.11. And then under 15.12, yes, the business rescue strategy. It was finalized. If you also check again the AGP, it's part of our target for this year, because we want to implement it together with SLIPA to make sure that we assist those enterprises that have a chance of survival. And then number 13, this issue is an issue that the board of three that was supposed to address. And they were asked to do that. They were letters that were written by the former minister to the leader board asking them to take action. They have taken action. They've claimed the money, so they put it in writing, they put it to him, asking him to pay back the money. So action has been taken on this matter. And then the last one, on the cartel. Yes, action has been taken against the official within the speaker. The only issue that has not been finalized on this matter is the acting CEO at the time, because he's an employee of another government department. So National Treasury has been asked to also look at asking that department to take the action, because speaker cannot take action an official who was seconded at the time to just assist during the transition. Chair, I'm done now.
The issue
issue of values and value rights, the honorable member, is already in the process of meeting with the policy. That because we want to support you, if we give a grant, you give a grant, to also ensure that you are assisted in the form of the loan. However, also we got that's why we want as members Indian people to collaborate closely. We want them to be under one roof because there's no reason why you can be assisted by Indra to give an open business plan. The next leg is to lend to SIFA who must assist you, reject it. So they must work together from onset up until your matter has been finalized. But the minister is very strict on the issue of informal and formal in terms of a business. Informal businesses, informal trading, he wants and to assist the informal. To be at least formal, that's why they should be trained, they should be registered so that there are no or so we must be at the same height. So that's why we are saying we don't want to emphasize more programs on the informal because we don't like other people to continue to be workers, veteran workers, send your children, they become judges, to continue to sit on that chair, selling those oranges. So we better formalize you going forward so that you become a business person that we can interact with.
I think the answers, I think we need to check with any follow-ups and especially step forward in the input of the program. I think if there's no other inputs, I think that concludes the week of today. And we'll speak to you next week. We can thank you very much for meeting us.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.